Now, as the harvest season is starting to come to a close, some farmers are beginning to make those medical appointments they may have pushed off due to the busy harvest season. And some of those procedures may include hip and knee replacements, since the hard labor of agriculture can be a little unforgiving to those areas. Now, I was able to talk with Dr. Chris Evanick, an orthopedic surgeon from the Orthopedic Institute of Wisconsin, on how farmers can prepare for those procedures. Dr. Evanick, you perform nearly 500 hip and knee surgery replacements each year, so you're a great resource for our farmers. So what can some of our farmers expect in that beginning process of kind of scheduling their replacement surgeries and what they can kind of expect?
Yes, Janet. Well, first, what we try to do is make sure that they utilize all the non-surgical options, because there are several things out there that can provide pain relief without actually going through the surgical procedure, such as various medications, injections of cortisone, or viscosupplementation, supplementation, commonly known as gel injections. But if these have failed in controlling the arthritis, then certainly surgical intervention, that is a hip or knee replacement, would help solve the pain issues. So in preparation for surgery, several things that can be done on their part is trying to get in the best shape possible. By that, I mean aerobic shape or some muscle strengthening. I know it's very tough because your hours are quite long, quite exhausted at the end of the day, so it's hard to think about doing any home exercise program. But especially for the knees, before knee replacement, something simple just like straight leg raises with ankle weights would help build up your quad muscles. That helps and speed up the recovery. Exercise bike can be quite helpful. With the hip replacements, there's not as much therapy needed prior to surgery. But in addition to preparing physically, we also tell patients to get any other issues addressed to minimize infection, such as any dental work, if there's any lingering loose teeth or cavities or abscess, to get that taken care of first. Because after that knee or hip replacement is in, you want to minimize your chance of infection. So we have people go through their dental work. We make sure that their medications, such as their heart or any other medications for respiratory issues, that that's maximized to the best as possible, again, to make it an easier recovery process.
Definitely. And once they kind of went through all those different options, like you said before, and surgery is their best option to kind of alleviate some of that pain, what is it like for the surgery process? How long of a surgery is it for knees and hips?
So both the knee and hip, the first time in, we call those primary surgeries, so that would be the first time you had surgery on your hip or knee, typically is a surgical time between an hour and an hour and a half. So the surgery itself, scheduling can be an issue, so warning people ahead of time, depending on who your surgeon is and how busy they are. Sometimes, like, we typically book out almost 2 to 3 months ahead of time. So it's really, feel bad for patients when they come in, they say, I'm ready, you know, can I get it done this month? And we just tell them, unfortunately, we're booked for 2 or 3 months. So keep that in mind as you think about when's the proper time. So you meet with your orthopedic surgeon ahead of time just to make sure your schedules match up. But the surgery itself is an hour to an hour and a half, typically in the hospital, 1 or 2 nights. I know there's a lot in the press now about going home the same day as surgery. Occasionally, I will have patients that ask about that. Certainly, they could, but my philosophy has been, if you're going through this surgery, I don't want to put all the work or onus on your family at home who may not be comfortable recognizing if you're having a heart attack or if you're having a blood clot or if there's any other medical issues. So typically, my patients, young, healthy, I keep them just 23 hours. We do surgery, we watch them overnight, make sure they're comfortable, and then we let them go the next morning.
And what can the farmers expect for rehab after the surgeries?
Some of our techniques have changed. I've been doing this over 20 years. Initially, we didn't get people out of bed 20 years ago until the next day. Now, with some of our newer medications, we don't use as much narcotics. Patients feel healthier. They're able to get up within 2 or 3 hours of surgery. So they're walking with therapy the same day. And I have several farmers that are patients. As surgeons, we love you guys because you are so motivated to get going, that we know your rehab course is going to be excellent. So we know you guys, we have to hold you back more than encourage you to go to therapy just because you have to take care of things. No one else will. So you guys recover much quicker than a large majority of our patients. We've had farmers from central Wisconsin, southern Wisconsin, and the west side of the state. And again, it's a delight as a surgeon taking care of the farmers because, again, very well motivated, very hardworking, usually get very good outcomes.
And Dr. Evanick, speaking of that motivation you've seen with your patients that are in the agriculture industry, what does it look like for the farmers getting back into their profession and back into the agriculture industry? How long does it take and how long does it take for them to get back some of that strength?
It depends on if it's a hip or a knee. Now, the big thing that I've warned my patients that are doing things, working with horses, working with farm animals, is trying to keep your incision clean. It does take a full 6 weeks for your skin incision to heal, to become waterproof. But the first 2 weeks, we try to make you be very cautious, working around the animals, around potential contamination, try to keep those wounds covered. Nowadays, we're using like a glue to seal the skin. There's several sutures deep, but just as a waterproof barrier. People do get out and do some things within 2 weeks. We caution them if they're going to be in a tractor or do some plowing and things that you have to be careful those first 2 weeks. That's when the blood clots are the highest. So you don't want to be in your tractor dehydrated for 8 to 10 hours. That sets up potential higher risk for blood clots. We do want you out and walking. People can do some chores around the farm within 2 weeks. But again, remember, you're going to probably have crutches or a cane, which can make it a little tough on uneven ground. Climbing ladders. With hips and knees, you have to be careful the first 6 weeks. We try to avoid, now I'm talking about extension ladders and climbing high in the loft and things. Little step ladders aren't a problem, but we just don't want you to lose balance and strength and have a fall from, a height where you'd get some severe injuries.
Now, you mentioned that about 2 weeks that farmers potentially could go outside and do some chores, but they might have a cane or crutches. So what does that process look like? When do patients usually have crutches, canes? What does that timeline look like for farmers?
Typically, either hip or knee, it's typically using crutches or occasionally a walker for about a week, a cane for about a month. But by 5-6 weeks, you're off your crutches, you're off your cane. If it's the left side, hip or knee, usually you can drive within 2 weeks. If it's the right side, we usually wait to 3 weeks. And it's more an issue of strength and controlling the car with the gas and brake pedals, as well as some of your farming equipment.
And talking a little bit about some of the things that farmers can do after getting these replacements done, what is the realistic kind of expectations on what their hips and new knees can do? And is there a possibility that if they work them too hard, they're going to have to get them replaced again?
Usually not. Now with the technology and the components, they're lasting 25 to 30 years with the newer plastics and the newer metals that were utilized in surgery. But activity-wise, once you are healed, so knees, you need physical therapy for 6 to 8 weeks, and that you do in your local community. It's still advantageous to do that. Hips only need about 2 weeks of therapy. After everything's healed, so let's say 3 months after, there are no restrictions. I have construction workers, carpenters, people that lead scuba diving teams around the world. I mean, you can hike, you can walk, you can work on the farm. You'll be able to do all those things. Typically, I just caution my patients after their hip or knee. As far as running, I tell them you're not going to run 5 miles a day. We have quite a few runners. That constant impact is not a good thing for a joint. You'll probably wear it out sooner. But once they're in and settled, you can be quite active in doing all the things you needed to do around the farm.
That's great to hear. And if farmers wanted more information on what they can expect from hip and knee replacements, where could they go to get that information?
I think the best place to go specifically on the hip and knee replacement, there's a website, the American Academy of Hip and Knee Surgeons. So it's aahks.org. So there is, within the United States, an organization of orthopedic surgeons that just specialize in joint replacements. There's criteria that your volume has to be high. You have to be qualified and certified in that area. On that website, they have lots of educational materials. It's also a great website when I get calls from around the country and people, if I know someone in different cities. There's also a find a doctor. So you can type in your zip code and you will get a listing of orthopedic surgeons that are specialists in that area of hip and knee replacements. And just like anything else we do, if someone specializes one area and their volume have a high volume in that, there tends to be a little greater outcome. So if someone's doing 500 or 600 joint replacements a year versus another surgeon that might be doing 10 to 15, again, just like anything else, there's experts in an area, so you want to seek them out. Typically, they'll have the newer techniques and slightly better outcomes.
That was Dr. Chris Evnick with the Orthopedic Institute of Wisconsin. And he was talking a little bit about what farmers can expect out of their hip and knee replacement surgeries that they potentially are scheduling for this winter. And if farmers want more information on what surgeons they can seek out for those replacements, as well as more information on those surgeries, they can visit the American Academy of Hip and Knee Surgeons website.